Welcome. I am Joe Stone, and this is the Church of Joe Stone podcast. I know that it has been a minute, and I have to first start off by apologizing to the audience that specifically listens to the podcast, you guys. And I want to tell you, sorry for disappearing. I know I kind of have a habit of this if you follow me for any length of time. But, you know, I'm not above being extremely consistent for a long period of time and then just disappearing. But I never do it for no reason, and there was a lot of reasons why that had to happen this time. Mostly because of you guys and because of just the support, the family. We have all types of new opportunities that have been brought to us. We now have a Snapchat show, you know, try to get that. There we go. Yeah. Yeah, we now have a Snapchat show. The Church of Joe Stone podcast is now on Snapchat, and we've been very successful there. What usually takes a show 6 to 8 months to do, we did in 6 to 8 days. We're breaking all the records and all the what do they call it, projections, and it's just because of you guys. So we created this entirely new show. We're not doing the Am I the Asshole right now. We're not doing the group call-ins right now. Eventually, we're going to get into interviews. Eventually, we'll probably dabble back with the Am I the Assholes. But right now, we have this brand new show that I built from the ground up. Me and my editor, Brian, my partner, Brian, we've hired multiple writers, multiple employees. We have extra editors. We have everything now, and we're scaling the company up to become this new monster, this new trending news pop culture machine where we can, you know, take a deep dive into some of the most interesting and viral and trending stories of the moment as they happen and give you the most comprehensive look at the highest quality in the dopest fashion because, you know, we are the Church of Joe Stone where cool comes to pray. So I just want to thank you for being a part of this new journey. I hope you join in. I hope you fall in love with the new content that we are creating. And I hope that you choose to stick with us because we do think you are important. And we're about to start dropping these episodes multiple times a week, probably 3 or 4 episodes a week. You guys about to get flooded with content. So we will be around. We are here to stay. We are beefing up so that we can be more consistent. We can deliver this high quality content. And again, I hope you enjoy it. I hope you love it. And look, give us a shout out. You can go to the link in my bio or the link in the description of this episode. You can write a note, hit the Linktree link. You can leave us a note, scroll down to the bottom. You can leave us a note. You can join our mailing list. And you can tell us what you think of these new episodes because we do care and what you think is important. But I hope you do enjoy it. I am Joe Stone. This is the Church of Joe Stone podcast. We're going to dive straight into the first one.
The answer to why I wrote White Lives Matter on a shirt is because they do. It's the obvious thing.
Slavery for 400 years. For 400 years? That sounds like a choice. Like, you was there for 400 years?
Kanye West has either been executing the most genius, the most Don Draper-ass marketing plan the world has ever seen, or he has just been violently spiraling out of control while ruining every shred of credibility and goodwill he has left within his own community and apparently others.
When antagonized purposefully for attention, purposefully to troll black people, then Kanye West isn't stupid. He's evil.
Now look, I'll leave it up to you to decide if Kanye West is a genius.
I'll talk to him if I see him, but I guarantee you he see me. I don't even know the man, I just thought that sound cool.
But the man is probably going too far this time because he is now dealing with multiple bans from Instagram and Twitter after unleashing what some people are calling an unhinged and anti-Semitic, aka talking shit about Jewish people, Twitter storm, which started on Instagram with Kanye telling Diddy, fuck you, while screenshotting their entire conversation and posting it on Instagram.
White Lives Matter t-shirt, I don't rock with it. But right now, all America has planned for us is poverty, incarceration, and death.
Now, I don't know why he got on Seinfeld's internet thinking that that was gonna fly. And of course, it's one thing to completely antagonize and piss off and harass the black community, you know, for likes and just so you could sell a new shirt. It's an entirely another thing to do that to the Jewish community. But talking about Jews is literally what got Farrakhan banned from everything. And the backlash has been vocal to say the least.
I defended you. Prick, you dusty prick. You look dusty.
I guess Kanye West don't like black people or Jewish people these days.
Everything you tweet, you think, even have you regretted anything that you've tweeted?
Nope.
Nothing. Never. You don't go, maybe I should have thought about that a little longer?
What's the point of thinking?
And look, I don't know if Kanye West realizes it, but this is the kind of rhetoric that gets you banned from platforms completely, just like what we saw happen to Andrew Tate.
Do you know how I cook a steak as a real man? I instruct one of my 7 girlfriends. Me, now.
For his ideas? Now, it looks like Kanye may be flirting with the same level of ban, but before we get to the outrageous social media shenanigans of a billionaire crazy person and the reaction from the streets as well as other, you know, very wealthy and very famous stars, I am Joe Stone, and this is the Church of Joe Stone podcast, where cool comes to pray. Church. Make sure you hit that subscription button so you never miss another one. Recently, after a series of anti-Semitic messages on Saturday, Kanye West's Twitter account was banned on Sunday. This came only 2 days after his Instagram account was temporarily blocked. On Sunday, Kanye tweeted that he was going to bed, but when he wakes up, I'm gonna DEFCON 3 on Jewish people. You guys have toyed with me and tried to blackball anyone who opposes your agenda, Kanye West added. He wasn't completely wiped off the internet. Twitter wasn't deleted, but it was locked. Removing the statements from Kanye West's account, but still allowing the rest of his posts to still be viewed, a representative spoke up and said the account was locked because he violated Twitter's terms of service, which is probably hate speech. Now you gotta remember, Kanye West has not been on Twitter since he lost his presidential bid back in 2020. So he got right back on the platform just to spread a little hate and to let the Jews know that he was coming. Jeez. Looked like he was moving to Twitter because his Instagram got shut down. Now I know what you're gonna ask, why did it get shut down? Well, him being mad at the Jewish community thing seems to have come from the end of the conversation that he was having with Diddy that got him banned from Instagram. Facebook has not responded and told us exactly, or Meta has not told us exactly why Kanye's account was put on a temporary ban, but it did happen right after the text message exchange between Diddy and Kanye West on Instagram. As reported by Hip Hop DX, Kanye West told Diddy, quote, use you as an example to show the Jewish people that told you to call me that no one can threaten or influence me. Because apparently Kanye West believes that Diddy is being controlled by a cabal of Jewish people who I guess care about what he has to say about black people on shirts, or white people on shirts, better yet. That's your genius, guys, just saying. Apparently Diddy was trying to get a hold of Kanye West to sit him down and have a conversation with him about all the things that he was saying and the White Lives Matter shirt after publicly coming out and saying that he didn't support it, and Kanye West wasn't trying to hear any of that shit, apparently. And while we're getting lost in the weeds about White Lives Matter and what it means and what Kanye was trying to say, I do not want to get it lost in confusion that White Lives Matter is literally hate speech. The Anti-Defamation League, which identifies White Lives Matter as a white nationalist term, has criticized West for the shirt. Why? Because again, stay with me, guys. It is a white nationalist saying, a counter-protest to Black Lives Matter. Kanye West went on Tucker Carlson and said that he pretty much named it that because he thought it was funny, you know how that is. And it wasn't only Diddy that had something to say, but also Ghetto Boys rapper and Houston legend Willie D had also some comments to throw into the conversation. With Willie D probably taking things a little too far and talking about Kanye West's dead mama. By talking about how he believes Kanye West's mom's life came to an end. The rapper shared a screenshot of a Facebook post with his thoughts saying, Kanye West's civil rights activist mama didn't die because of a botched surgery. I think she committed, you know, after realizing she had raised a self-loathing coconut. Of course, there was backlash with people criticizing Willie D for bringing up Kanye West's mom on the post. And after that, Willie D decided he was going to respond with a video message, which was even more hilarious than his original comment.
What's up, family? I woke up this morning to a block party. Had to get rid of all of these Kanye West stans, all in my DMs, all in the comments section. They got mad at me and was trying to bully me. Kanye West fans trying to bully me. I said what I said, but when Kanye West wore the White Lives Matter shirt, they were praising him as a free thinker, someone who can't be controlled.
Look, Willie D has a point. Kanye West is a free thinker when he talks about his controversial opinion. When Willie D says something that's controversial and it hurts people's feelings or hurts Kanye West's feelings, he's supposed to care. Well, if white lives can matter and he's a free thinker, Willie D can have his free thoughts about Kanye West's mom. I think that's pretty fair, right? At least that's what I feel like Willie D was trying to say. Ended off the entire conversation with a sweet message to the people that wanted him to retract his statements and had a problem with everything he had to say.
Call y'all. No more talk.
Damn!
Look, you gotta love the emojis. But look, let me know what you think. Do you think Willie D went too far, or is this par for the course and anything goes if it doesn't matter what we say and free thinking such and such genius such and such Kanye West such and such? Let me know what you think. But also, the streets had a lot to say, comments were abound, and this is some of the most interesting things that I could find when people were saying. But it's not just famous people and celebrities that had a lot to say and that were trying to make sense of this whole Kanye West situation. The internet streets were talking and they had a lot to say. You can say anything about anybody for real, but once you go down the Jewish route, it's a wrap. For real. I don't know why, but they have the most protection. I mean, look, yeah. You ain't wrong, I'm gonna be honest. I've seen a few things. Now this one is at Willie D, saying things you wouldn't say to that man's face. I don't think you know who Willie D is. I think he would say that exact same thing to his face. Yeah, I get you, but talking ill about the dead is wrong. Another Willie D conversation. Well, to be fair, Kanye West did say slavery was a choice and there's a whole lot of dead slaves. Let's just be honest. That's it, buddy, pack it up. You can violate any group, but them Jews is f***ed up but proven. Hey, you're not wrong. I promise if the blog stopped posting him / entertaining his BS, he will stop saying goofy stuff. He literally wants attention, doesn't matter if it's negative. That's a very good point. Kanye West is simply on an attention-finding mission, and as long as he gets it, he will continue. But I do think that there is a point where Kanye West will stop benefiting from the attention. I think the attention war can be won. There is a such thing as going too far, and there are a long list of people who have been blackballed completely off the internet who can attest to that. Kanye West has more Twitter followers than there are Jews in the world. Woo! Insane. And look, this is an actual fact. The director of community engagement at the Anti-Defamation League, Carly Plitz, wrote on Twitter, and I'm sorry if I butchered your name, there are an estimated 14.8 million Jews and he has over 30 million followers. American Jews are experiencing historic rise in anti-Semitic incidents. His actions are extremely dangerous and must be called out. I don't know, it's very strange to me that Kanye West spends so much time on groups who have been historically oppressed at one time or another, instead of like the people who are the most obvious oppressors. I don't know, just like it's a lot of weird energy in the wrong places to me, but let me know what you think. Do you think Kanye West is guilty? Do you think that he is innocent? Do you think that he should be banned off the internet? Do you think that people are wrong for expecting him to have any sort of decency? And do you think that once you cross a line, anybody can say anything and Kanye West just has to deal with all the backlash regardless of what happens next? Do you think his comments are dangerous and do you think people can actually be hurt? Let us know what you think. But first, I am Joe Stone and this is the Church of Joe Stone podcast. Thank you for listening and we will see you the next time. The Church of Joe Stone podcast, where cool comes to pray. Church.